Kink in touch.
Kink in touch with Jasper.
And I'm so glad he is here right in front of me. Connor Curley from Fontaines DC. Man, how you doing?
Not too bad. How's it going?
I'm glad that your band is back with new music, and it's still a banger. So welcome back with the band.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. No, it's good to be back.
How does it feel to have this song out in the world? Because you've been in the studio for such a long time, I guess.
we weren't in the studio for that long, but I suppose we've kind of had, like, the sound's been recorded for a bit of time. So, yeah, it feels good. It was kind of nice just sharing it between ourselves for so long. So we're quite nervous now sharing it with other people.
Really? Do you still get nervous after two bangers of albums?
yeah, of course. It's part of the fun of it, I think. You know, if you didn't care, then if you didn't have a bit of anxiety about music coming out, then what would be the point, really?
Do you read all the comments after you release a new song or a new album?
No, I try to stay away from it, to be honest. I think we all do in a way, just because you don't want to analyze yourself too much, and if people enjoy it, they enjoy it, and that's pretty much it. Yeah,
that's a good thing. Yeah, because I heard somewhere last year, and I just read the tweet on the Fontaines DC Twitter account, that the album isn't disco, but you said it last year. Was there something in the mind of Fontaines DC like disco, or what happened?
No, not at all. I think that was more down to our dress code that night than anything else.
Will it ever work, a Fontaines DC disco tune?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, maybe in a decade or something, when we're really looking to cash in, really looking to rinse our fans, then we'll probably release a disco tune, you know?
And then you will do a whole hologram tour throughout London.
Of course, yeah. 30 feet tall.
There's a new album coming up as well, the 22nd of April. What can we expect from this album? Because this new tune, it's quite different from what we know from Fontaines.
It's kind of sort of amalgamation of things that we've touched on before in our music. So, it's just a continuation of sort of churning out different influences that we have and trying to put them through the meat grinder, as it is.
I can't wait to hear so much more, because this song already is so good. But is Fontaines DC still Fontaines DC? Isn't it still now Fontaines LDN?
No. You can't be saying that in the radio, man. It's DC.
Thank God for that. What is the best Irish pub in London at the moment?
My favorite Irish pub is a pub called Molly Bloom's in Dalston.
So they do have still good Guinness over there.
They've got Molly Bloom's is very good Guinness, I will say.
I can't wait to hear more, but that will be later. Hopefully the show in Tivoli in Utrecht will still go on. How are the odds for the tour?
I haven't heard anything that negative about it, so I'm hoping that will go ahead. I'd say it will, though, you know. I think Christmas, like, it seems now that Christmas is always sort of a hard time, but once we kind of get through that, things seem to kind of start opening up again. So we're all fairly confident it will, but we just have to see what happens. It's kind of the way of it now.
And thankfully, there are good Irish pubs in Utrecht as well. I will show them to you when you're in the Netherlands. But now I'm going to play this new banger tune, the new Fontaines DC. Curley, thanks for joining me today.
Sound cheers, Jasper.
In touch with. Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.